Brennan with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is using his trip through Southeast Asia to promote the benefits of the proposed 12-country Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement that would encompass about 40% of global trade. And Kerry discussed the TPP Tuesday in Singapore. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports.
At a Singapore university, Secretary of State John Kerry said trade representatives made good progress last week in Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations in Hawaii.
As with any complex negotiation, there remain details to be hashed out.
He said a finalized TPP deal could raise standards in other areas.
Under this pact, every participant will have to comply with core international labor and environmental standards. We'll have to refrain from using underage workers, unsafe workplaces.
But analyst Greg Pauling of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the impact of those additional benefits could be limited.
A trade deal's ability to influence human rights is around the edges. It's not a human rights agreement.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants. Mr. Obama's call to cut carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030 is opposed by major U.S. industry groups as too costly and illegal. Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue. The two leaders said they discussed other global crises in Syria, Yemen, Libya, and South Sudan. This is VOA News. Forces backing Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels on Tuesday as they continue a push to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. After several days of fighting, the pro-government forces, backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, seized the Al Anad air base located about 60 kilometers from the port city of Aden. Pro-government sources said the fighting left 70 Houthi rebels dead, dozens captured, with at least 24 loyalist troops killed. The Houthis still control large areas of Yemen, including the capital, Sana'a, which they seized nearly a year ago. The European Union and the U.S. on Tuesday urged Turkey to show restraint in its intensive air bombardment against Turkish rebels, even as the insurgents killed two more Turkish soldiers and a guard. Both the EU and the U.S. said Ankara had a right